Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to In the Review Behind the Scenes, guys. This is your segment of the Writing Corner. And my name is Michelle Cornwell Jordan, and my co-host Jamie White is joining me. And tonight, we're chatting with author C.P. Bowlois. He's here to bring us some awesome tips and techniques for better writing. Hi, guys. Welcome to the show. How's it going?
Hey. Oh, not too bad. Can't complain. You?
Oh, you know... It's going pretty good. It's going pretty good. I think I'm in fast forward motion this week, but I'm getting there, you know, so things are good. Now, I hear you guys are in line for some weather or whatever. I mean, I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we don't know what it's going to be at this point. It's like it's changed a few times. So we're kind of like, okay.
We've been in Alicone two times a day for the last week. That problem of looping around to hit us again next week. It's like, okay, what's it going to do? Does anyone really know? You know, beyond like right now.
Almost like
we're prepared to hunker down.
Well, maybe it'll go out to, is it sea or the ocean? I always get those confused. But maybe
ocean.
Maybe it'll go out ocean.
Yeah.
I'm like the sea. So where's the sea? Oh, where's the sea? Oh, I'm serious. No, okay. No, I'm really
well,
in.
I hear call both, so. I'm just guilty.
I'm terrible at that. But, okay, maybe to go out into the ocean and break up and, you know, wind down.
Yeah,
because
hopefully.
Sometimes,
I wouldn't mind a real hard right turn all of a sudden, just head out in the middle of nowhere, just dissipate, like,
yeah.
And it dissipate. You never know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I used to live in Florida for like 4 years, and there were a couple times that the storm, I was in Panama City. And it was coming that way, and it just veered off, and and then once I think it gets out to the water, sometimes it winds down or whatever, but you never know. So hopefully, but
yeah, it looks like it might be like the more direct, contact would be like central or north Florida, from what I'm seeing. I don't know.
Okay.
It looked like it to me.
I'd say
it'll go off to. It'll go off into the
water
ocean
and
there
and
leave people alone.
Yeah, just leave folks alone, and that's the thing, as I'm hearing from place to place, and CP, I promise we'll get to it, but I guess these things, because I keep hearing about this, and I keep hearing about clowns. I know this sounds insane, guys, but everywhere I go, because I really haven't listened to the news, but I'll hear people just frantic about clowns. I have no idea what's going on.
About what?
I haven't really looked at TV. I haven't looked at anything. So what's going on with clowns? I have no idea what's happening here. Is it the normal fear, just people don't like clowns? Or what's
I don't know. Everything I heard is just people dress up in really weird clown outfits that are freaking people out.
Yeah,
know.
Like creepy makeup and like just running around. I've heard they might be, like some might be making threats and different things like that. It's weird.
It's Halloween, so could it just be... just something for this month. I think there's some kind of movie coming out too, right? So would it be possibly some type of stunt? Is there a movie coming out? We're going to come out.
They just finished shooting the remake of Stephen King's It. So anything's possible.
Because
everything I heard, this was kind of like It, but also like killer clowns from outer space. So it's like kind of take your pick, whichever one. So it's like, I don't know. I haven't seen any in person, so I don't really know. I mean, I just... people just going on about it.
Okay, because I just it's been weird because, like I said, I feel like I've been in a, even though I've been around everywhere, I've been in a vacuum. So
yeah.
I just didn't know what was happening. And I'm going to be honest, Pennywise was the scariest clown to me. And I'm not one that's afraid of clowns. I'm not particularly, seeking them out. And no offense if you are a clown, this is no judgment here. I mean, clowns are cool.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, I think Stephen King's It messed up an entire generation of people. So, but anyway, you know, I think it's Halloween, and I think, you know, I just hope that everyone is out there has been safe and just go from there. Anyway, CP, what do you have for us this evening? Sorry, I went off into current events, but what do you
That's
have?
That's okay.
No problem. Yeah, actually, something I figured to talk about, we actually had a little bit in our writers group yesterday, you know, about, you know, what to do with critiques and reviews, like any negative reviews or anything that's actually helping build, you know, supposedly to build you up. You know, it's like, I mean, because we all either get the critique person that really doesn't understand what we're saying, like, well, shouldn't they know this, shouldn't they know that? It's like, well, it's a mystery that's hidden from him, so if this person doesn't know it, he's not going to know it. You know, it's kind of one of those things. You know, it's like, you can either miss it, like, if you say, you know, two characters meet on page 3, on page 5, you'll get a note, well, how do they know each other's names? It's like,
right.
Back. And you get some like that where it's just, you know, they'll just be going through it and, you know, just be a brain fart or whatever. And you have others that are really deep, like, well, where's this scene going? Is this really needed? Does this do this? Does that this do that? You know, it can actually help you. And then you also have the ones that are just, you know, just flat out, you know, well, this sucks. It's like,
right.
Okay, well, thank you. You know,
not
same
helpful.
Reviews. You have all, like, I always look at reviews like that. Anytime I get the critiques or the reviews, I always break it down, like, basically each one in 3 categories. Like, okay, does this actually help me? Is this being productive? Like, when they actually break down, well, is this scene was kind of confusing. It needs a direction. Maybe have this or have that. Or, you know, in the review saying, well, I didn't really understand this scene. It just seemed a little confusing to me. It's like, okay, maybe look at it. Maybe you messed it up. You can fix it and republish it or whatnot. Then you have the second category where it's like they mean well, but they're vague. Where like,
right.
Well, this story lacked direction.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, or the scene lacked direction, something like that. Anything that's really vague like that, that really it's like they mean well, but, or seems they mean well, but they're not actually, you know, like, putting a thought out there. And then you just got the ones that are, like, I basically call them as troll ones, where it's like, you know, worst book ever. This sucks.
Right.
You know, needs to pick up a dictionary. You know, things like that are just, you know, for lack of a better term, asinine. You know, or just, you know, our brain fuzzy. Like people just weren't thinking or just thought, okay, well, to them, this is how they leave reviews, but it comes across very trollish. You know, I always, like, you know, try to separate them in those categories. It's like, okay, the one that's kind of trollish, that really is going to help you. The vague ones, they're not, some will help you. Some will say they didn't like this character, you know, because of the way they acted, and that'll be it. And it's like, okay, well, if you want to actually get into it a little more, how the character. But then you have the other ones that can be productive. I mean, a lot of times those will have the little gems in there. You know,
right.
My rule of thumb usually is if I have, say, 4 people see something and 2 like it and 2 don't, okay, it's 50-50 split. I kind
of
keep it where it's at. Whereas if I have, say, 3 people that you know, like it's something, if 3 people see, okay, well, this is messed up. This is, you need to fix this. And 1 person doesn't, okay, I'll go with the majority. Like, okay, maybe there is something that, you know, I need to fix it. Not necessarily I will, but I'll actually look at it. You know, with like an unbiased, okay, maybe I just went stupid here. Maybe it just makes sense in my head and not theirs. You know, just vice versa. If, like, if, you know, 3 people love it and 1 person hates it, well, the eyes have it. You know, so it's kind of dissecting them. It's like, it's a mix of how you, it's not having that thick skin, but also not being afraid to actually accept the criticisms. You know, a lot of times you'll hear a lot of authors will say, well, I don't look at reviews. I don't look at negative reviews. I don't look at this, I don't look at that. Like, well, sometimes they can help you. I mean, not just critique people. The critique partners are just people having regular stuff. They can help because they're just a totally fresh eye, unless you've read other things of yours, or it's not their genre. It's like they have a fresh eye. They can help. But reviews can a lot of times can also be easy because a lot of times we will miss something, whether it's through editing, proofing, beta reads. We might miss that little slip. Like if we're, say, like having a confrontation, say he's a bank robber having a confrontation from police, you know, and the Tarzan's car gets shot out, and he's getting ready to face the police, but he's still sitting in the car. And the next scene, he's behind the car, crouching down, out of sight. Well, how did he get there? If in 2 breaths, he's already, like, you know, did he teleport? Did he actually get out and run around? Sometimes, like, you want to assume that, but other times it can almost be jarring where it's like, wait a second, what? You know, it's like 1 paragraph here. It's like, how did he move? He's just standing, it's ready. Now, the next thing, the police are looking for him. He's crouched behind the car. It's like, if it's not a new chapter or it's not like a, you know, a new scene, it's very jarring. And it's something easy to miss because, again, in our minds, we know, okay, he got out and he hid behind a car. you know, the reader, our beta readers will read that. Our editors can read that. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, the proofreaders can read that. But a random reviewer will see that and they go, oh, this didn't make any sense.
Right.
Could you know, flag it? This is kind of confusing. How did he get back there? And, you know, our first thought is, oh, well, don't be an idiot. He obviously ran behind it, but then it's like, okay, it's connecting paragraphs. There is no gap in there for, like, time or anything else. Like, a few minutes later, you know, so, like, okay, you know, it's a good point. You know, so it's, you know, so it's like kind of dividing up any critiques or, you know, the reviews we get and then being open to actually sitting there looking at it. Even if it's a finished product, it's like, okay, was I an idiot? You know, or was I trying to be too smart and I missed it? Or did I just, you know, did we just have brain farts and, you know, did I just go stupid here and we just, you know, overthought it or, you know, just passed over it? You know, anything's possible. Mm-hmm. And that's sometimes, like I said, that those are oftentimes the best ones. Like, if, especially I look at it, if the person giving us critique is actually, if we have the urge to almost want to reach out and smack them, then I found usually that's something you want to listen to because at some point it's striking home to something. Now, you know, again, obviously, if they're the ones that are just being blatant, like, oh, this story is in, you need to take a writing class, blah, 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 you know. You should never think you're offensive to the English language. Then it's obviously that person, you know, they're earning the virtual smack in the face type of thing. I'm not condoning that. You know, reach out and smack somebody, please. But yeah, they are kind of earning it through his actions. But if it's saying someone, this doesn't make sense. It's like, what are you, an idiot? And this is obvious. How can you not? And it's like, okay, you know, keep under control because the last thing you want to do is piss off your beta reader or your editor. And you don't want to just start a fight for no reason. But then, you know, go back later on, look at it. You know, okay. I see what they're saying here. I understand what they're saying. You know, sometimes they're like, okay, I'm not sure how to do this better. And that's when you actually maybe approach someone else. Because a lot of times that'll bring that up, at least for me. But a lot of times I get someone like, I said, you know, I wanted to flesh the scene out, but I wasn't sure what to do or how to do it, like what angle to take. So I kind of look at the beta readers, and I sit there, I'm like, okay, catch this. You know, fingers crossed, and I don't know whether to laugh or cry. They get back, and not a single one of them says anything about that scene.
Right.
I really don't know whether to laugh or cry at that point. I'm like, no, you're pointing out, like, say, like, okay, James Dahl had blue eyes in one scene, green eyes next. Okay, that's a great catch, but you didn't catch on the one. I was hoping to get catch. You know, it's like, no, you missed this. But, you know, it's like, or yes, what about that scene? Oh, I really liked it. Okay, am I the only famous problem here? It's that it's too fast or it's too slow. So it can be frustrating, but yeah, everything you can. One thing you don't want to do is just don't try not to get upset at them. You're going to want to because, again, these are our babies.
Mm-hmm.
But when taking the critiques and actually looking at them, we have to be able to evaluate it almost like a doctor. Like, okay, you have no ties to this patient. What can I do to enhance this? And just be honest with it. You know, accept the critiques. Divide them up as a, like I said, that just works for me with those three categories, the troll section, the good intentions, and then the helpful ones. Because, you know, a lot of times people really don't think deeper than, hey, it's a good story. Or I like a story. Okay, well, that's the end of that. You know, be open to it, divide them up however you see what works better for you. I mean, don't interact with the reviewers, but you interact with your critique partners. That's like rule number one, leave the reviewers alone. But that doesn't mean you can't use it to your advantage. Even the good reviews sometimes will hide little gems in there. Like, I love this part, but maybe this could work. I love this one. You know, so it's like, it doesn't hurt to, you know, go in there. I mean, don't live for the reviews, but don't be afraid to look at them. Don't be afraid to dissect them and, you know, pull the gems out. You never know what can help you.
That is exactly true, and it's just perfect. And you're right, no one wants to hear that their baby's ugly. You know, these are our babies, and we all think our babies are beautiful and gorgeous. And also, I mean, and what people need to keep in mind is that it's subjective. You know, reviews and reviewers and people that read, they're subjective. So when they're seeing something or they're reading something, they might not like this or that or whatever, but that may be their preference. And, you know, I know back, you know, when I first started, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm the queen of these negative review things. And I agree with you. I never forget, especially with on Goodreads, and I was getting all these reviews. It was like on my first novella. And I just said, it seems like the page, you know, if it was in red, the negative remarks, it would have been like the page was bleeding. It was just terrible. But then I would get others coming in refuting, you know, and I would never interact, but, you know, the reviewers were interact a little bit. And a lot of the dings that I was getting from the first novella in the Night School series was that it was too short. But see, it was a novella, you know, and I can't remember if novellas were really big at that time or whatnot, but it was a cliffhanger. It was a, you know, the next one was going to come. And then after a while, more reviews were coming saying, okay, I'm sure that the next one, maybe it'll be, you know, it'll be a little bit better. You know, this is just the beginning, and they were getting a little easier. But I was getting dinged pretty bad on that. But it's a preference. I never forget one review says, I don't like short books. And I'm going to be honest, I really don't either. As a reader, I like to have something that I can sink my teeth into. But if I am reviewing for a reason, if I signed up for a review, then I need to have that in mind. I need to know that preference and not let that get in the way. But, you know, you're right, CP. I think you just have to – and Christmas is a good one. I will never forget God Says review, and it was just so heartbreaking because, you know, they – I mean, it went from, you know, basically this is why the entire – you know, at that time, you know, there was a big divide between indies and traditional – And basically they were saying my book was the reason indie books, are looked frowned upon and all of that. And that really hurt. And she went on to list all these other things, and it was just terrible. And I knew right then, I said, this review right here, and I will never forget that review. And it's at the Amazon. Anybody, you can go out there and look at it. It's on Chrysalis. And I knew that was going to either be the one that will stop me from writing or continue to write. Because after I got through the initial just heartbreaking, you know, it's just, oh, my gosh, it was terrible, I started looking at what she said, you know, in the review. And I started picking apart, okay, what are they saying? You know, in every bad review I got, and trust me, there was a lot at the beginning. And, you know, I would pick out what they're saying, and I would go and I would try to work on it. After that particular review, I stopped writing. I did not publish, I think, for a year. I took a writing class, and I did all these other things. And then I started coming back out with shorter things at that time after that. I had to ease back into it, but I didn't stop. I knew that I was either going to stop completely or I was going to just try to get better. So I think every writer has to just look at, as you were saying, CP, just, okay, how does this help? You know, now on the flip side, and now I'm guilty of this, at the very beginning, there is one other category. They're the cheerleaders. Everything is perfect. Everything is wonderful. And I've, at the beginning, fell into that because I don't look at little things. If I can pretty much, I used to always say when I first started in 2011, if I can read it, and I'm interested in it, I'm good, you know, and I really meant that. And I, you know, I wasn't trying to just be a cheerleader. I just, if there was a problem with something, I would probably, if I'm reviewing like for a review or something like that, I would go to the author privately and talk to them about it and say, well, I just didn't understand this or blah, 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 blah. And I still tend to somewhat do that. But ever since I've been in a writing group for the last 4 or 5 years, three years maybe. I learned that, you know, if you are beta reading, then they are asking you to beta read because they really need to know if there's something wrong. You know, and it's awesome that you like it. But if there is a problem, you know, maybe say, I don't understand this or what's, and I had to learn that. And people don't realize, you know, reviewing and beta reading, there really is almost an art to it. And you want to give something that helps. So, and I've learned to do that. If I don't understand something, I'll say, well, I'm not quite sure. I don't understand this or whatever. But then if I get to the, but if it's good that, and I can't find anything, then it's just good. And, you know, and I'll say that and I have no problem saying it. Like I'm beta reading Jamie. I beta read her series, and I love this series. And this is not cheerleading. This, I really do like this series. And so I think what is happening, and I do try to maybe say, you know, if there's like, oh, I'm not getting that, or this is happening. You know, I'm not talking about just when she tortures my book boyfriend. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about actual things that she can fix. But, you know, but you said it too. You said there's a danger with beta readers that get too used or too, they get accustomed to the person's writing because we may miss something because we may be like, oh, I know this character so well, I know where she's going. You know what I'm saying? So you're right. Other reviewers may pick up something. So either way, it all just comes down to seeing what, you know, works for you and what doesn't. But I do believe working with a beta reader works. I do believe if you've got someone that, you know, and if at all possible, find someone that really does like that genre. I know this sounds insane, but if you find someone that likes that genre, they will be more invested in it. They'll be like, no, I don't know. You know, if they're fantasy, high fantasy, you know, they may know magic doesn't work this way or, you know, whatever the case may be, versus someone like me, I don't really know high fantasy. So I can tell you I read this and I understand it and I like it, but I don't know the world, the building, but I know what I like. So, you know, I tend to like fantasy and paranormal, but I'm more comfortable with paranormal. Anyway, I didn't mean to go on off. Guys, I'm so sorry. CP did it again. He did it again. He always does. And I say this every time. I don't know. This man, it's like he reads my mind. You see what I'm saying? I love it.
Yeah.
If I was that good at reading minds, then I'd be playing the lottery every day and winning.
Oh, I know. We had that power. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's good at doing this with you. He's good at political predictions. He's good at, like, sports predictions.
Oh,
you know, he can, like, pretty much any given time of day. You know, I wonder what time it is. And he goes, oh, I think it's about this. Look at a watch and, you know, look at a clock and, yeah, it'll be that time within, like, a few minutes, maybe. I'm like, you need to start learning how to put this, like, you know, to work here.
I know.
And really, the weirdest part is it's something, and honestly, like the time thing, I wasn't able to do that for, like, maybe the last 6 months. I just started paying more attention to the world around me. I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, I just read. I just pay attention. I kind of sit there and estimate. It's like, okay, well, if we left, say, at 3:30, it takes, like, 50 minutes to get there. We're buying store for 20 minutes. Probably left store 5 to 10 minutes. Okay, so, yeah, it's about 4:40 or 4:35. Now she's looking at the clock, and it's, like, 4:33.
That is insane.
Yeah.
I remember what day this is.
That's the thing. Like I always said, I'm a fount of useless knowledge.
I know, seriously. You know, I thought it was Thursday all day, wishful thinking. Don't mention election. I'm sorry. Scared. But anyway, I agree. I think that is awesome. But so what about, how do people learn to write reviews? I mean, I think the best way to learn to write a review is probably to be in a writing group and you listen to a lot of critiques and you listen to a lot of, you know, the things that people are looking for, you know, when you're actually dissecting it. And it is really hard to turn that off, too. Oh, my gosh. When I read a book, any book now, I don't care who published it, you know, I'm always looking at these things, the things I got dinged for, you know, I'm hyper aware. So how do you guys think?
I'm hyper aware of those, too. When you see it's like a mistake,
yeah.
Or a plot.
Yeah, I've been doing a private site for the last year. I've been reading, you know, traditionally published books along with indie books. And can honestly say they make the exact same mistakes. You know, the difference is the indie books might make six and one mistake. The traditional book will make one. But traditional books are actually getting worse in their editing late in the last few years. So the gap is closing rapidly. It's very almost indistinguishable between the two unless the person's put any effort into it at all. I can honestly say that in the last year doing that is a trend I've noticed. Off topic, but
that is incredible. That's crazy. And you know what? And they get away. Sometimes they get away with it. You know, a lot of things that as indies, there would be no way we would get away with half the things that, you know, I have read in more of the traditional published ones. So, I think that's kind of crazy. But, you know, maybe that's good because with that focus on us and that focus on we need to you know, really be 110%, then our books, you know, will come out better. But what is a good way, you think, you know, for people to learn to write reviews? How can they do it?
Well, for me, I mean, it's like you can do the part that you said, you know, in critique groups, you can pick up some little habits there. I mean, actually just reading other reviews, like the thoughtful reviews that go in depth, you can just by reading that. Even just going back to, you know, I almost look at it as doing a like a brief book report from school. You know, mm-hmm. you highlight it because, you know, like you highlight the good, then the bad, then the good. You know, you don't want to do like a whole page of it, but, you know, do what you're comfortable with, consider like that. Or even like if you're in a position like in work, if you're either management or you're under management, you've either talked to people or been talked to by management. How do they usually, I was like, how do they approach you or how do you approach them? You start saying, hey, mm-hmm. good morning, how you guys doing? Have a sunny day today. It's like, this looks like it's going to be a good day for us. But mm-hmm. we should look out for this. This is a problem we've been having the last week or so. Let's look out for this problem. And if we do all that, it'll mm-hmm. be great. It'll go on. So it's like, you know, the whole, that old sandwich method, like, you know,
the
you use pretty much anywhere else.
The sandwich, guys. I'm sorry. We talk about that a lot at school. Yeah.
Well, no fun. Yeah, I mean, it's like you can use that. I mean, basically having all walks of life, you know, whether you're a manager
right.
talking to employees or your employee being talked to by management. I mean, yeah, you will have the occasional one that'll sit there and say, oh, I can replace all your effing leaps with this and with that, and you're nothing. But you'll have that, yet don't pay attention to those guys. Just like in writers groups, I have people that'll sit. I found this out in some writing groups. They'll just be outright nasty. I want to war with my story. What have you done? You can't dare talk to me about this. I'll tell you what I want to tell you. And
terrible.
You know, things like that. Even like I said, like it's kind of. It's really tough sometimes, I think, because you have so many people, again, you have such a mixed bag. Like, especially if you go on Amazon mm-hmm. or Goodreads. Goodreads, I think, is a little worse with it, where you'll have, mm-hmm. like, so many just kind of, oh, but this book is kind of slow at times. I liked it, you know, just, you know, because that's what people feel. They don't, you know, for whatever reason, they're not invested in really writing a good review, or they really don't have much to say about it. And it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some books, you just don't, it's like, okay, it was a good story. There's really nothing more in there. It's like, you don't see anything deeper. You know, but yeah,
right.
just reading
right.
reviews, like, to just talk, as you talk to people, if you're breaking bad news with somebody, you know, okay, just come out and say, hey, you know, your POS, you know, this, I have this for you. You know, you don't want to do something like that. You know, you
right.
want to have some tact. So I think it's really
right.
everything around us, all different methods, like how we talk to people, you know, talking to management or as management, you know, just reading other reviews, critique groups, all that can kind of play into it. And it's like, and I always look at it too, like, well, how do you want the news to be broken to you? You know, if you have a problem in your story, you want something kind of, like, hey, you know, Chapter 13. Well, this is a total piece of flaming garbage. You got to just toss this out.
Right.
Oh,
terrible.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, it's like, I appreciate the, you know, in-depth insight.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, yeah, it goes back to also, like, how do you want people to talk to you? How would you want to be instructed in something?
Definitely.
You know,
we'll
go by it. Yeah, we'll do a like, different method on it. You know, like,
right.
I found, again, like, for me, I like also like beta readers that don't really read the genre because, so, you know, being like, okay,
oh.
if you're trying to attract new readers, it can give you a little insight to what they might look for. Because in genres, like, people will get too comfortable. Like we
that
in a writer's
true.
Group, they'll get used to seeing your stuff in there, like
oh.
in a writer's group. And if you're, say, in a fantasy group, and they're used to critiquing
yeah.
your stuff, it's like, okay, they'll let some things pass, but they're not used to it. They might sit there, well, is this an Aragorn and Frodo moment here? Or like some reviews I had on my Sword and Flame, it's like, oh, this is like a D&D adventure. It's like, which I appreciate because I haven't played Dungeons & Dragons until about 6 months ago, and I wrote those
okay.
books about 5-6 years ago. So
wow.
considering there's some very good authors that write Dungeons & Dragons books, I take that as a good compliment. You know, I'm sure they didn't mean it that way. I think that the one or two bad reviews I have that didn't mean it that way. But I think I'm like, okay, if you're comparing it to that and I haven't played it until recently, I must have done
mm-hmm.
something right. You know,
mm-hmm.
for lack of a better phrase. It's like, you know, so it's, you know, it can
yeah,
be
okay.
tricky. Because there are some books where you
yeah.
just can't find anything good to say about them. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's just try to
focus
on it.
Well, then that makes me feel a
good.
Little bit better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, it makes me feel better because, you know, I was always, the reason I said that about, you know, beta readers in your genre, the only reason I said that was because I'm always concerned, like hard sci-fi or something like that. I'm always concerned I wouldn't know what to say, you know, if I read it because I don't read it. But you're absolutely right. Maybe that will give a new insight. You know, a insight into the story that someone else that reads it and knows it back and front wouldn't be able to do. So you're absolutely right about that. And, you know, because I was approached last week to actually beta read because I've been posting about, you know, I'm beta reading for Jamie, so I've been posting it. So someone PM'd me and asked me to beta read, and then I explained the whole process of how I'm doing it, but it's a high fantasy, and so I was concerned, and I said sure, But I was concerned because I was like, oh my goodness, I know fantasy, but I don't know the high kind. So I'm gonna try, you know, and I'm just, you know, going to as a like you said, you know, as a reader, and that makes me feel better because that means that maybe something I say can help, you know, and I think that was my whole concern. I was just thinking, oh, will I say anything that could help anything because I don't know this genre. But, I, you know, maybe they can find new insights. So that makes me feel better. See, he did it again. He didn't even know that, guys. I'm telling you, he did not know.
I tried to make money doing this.
You do. I'm serious. He had no idea. I just signed on to Beta Rita High Fantasy, and he said that's scary. Anyway, guys, I guess to bring it all back, what would you like the audience to, what would you like to leave with the listeners as far as tonight's topic?
Don't be afraid to go against the grain. A lot of people like will say, don't read reviews. You know, the critiques are always right. Blah, blah, blah. Don't be afraid to go across the grain. Look at them, dissect them, and see if something in there does work for you. There will be gems hidden in there. Sometimes some of them will be in plain sight. Sometimes they'll do a little digging, but there will almost always be something in somewhere that you can use. Don't be afraid to dig.
Cool. All righty. Awesome. Where can everyone touch base with you, CP?
Very much everyone can find my stuff. It's linked through my website, cpbialois, bialois.wordpress.com. Or if, you know, failing that, just type my name in the Google search. I'm the only one in existence. You pull about 20 pages on me. Pick and choose. Have fun.
Very cool. Jamie, where can everyone touch bases with you?
I have everything linked on my website, jamielwhite.com, JamieLWhite.
All right. There you have it, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us for a little while. We just hope that you picked up some great tips and that it will help you with your writing, you know, just handling the reviews that you're getting. If you are a writer, if you are a reader, please, please, please leave reviews. That the you know, every author loves to hear what someone is thinking or, you know, how the story was for them. Please leave reviews. We love to hear from you. All right, guys, that's it. We just hope that you all have a wonderful evening. Please stay safe. If you're in the path of Matthew, and we're just hoping that everyone has a great rest of the week. And why? Because you deserve it. Have a good one, guys. Bye-bye. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.